hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy with us as well today. And look, it's one of those special days where I get to make an announcement and give back to the community or to the world. This is my gift. And I need to clarify a few things with it as well. We just posted a new giveaway at scubaradio.com of a GoPro camera system and light and motion video setup as well with polar.
That is very, very generous of you. It's nice of you to go out and to purchase one of these in the open market to take that money that you would otherwise have spent on, I don't know, James and I, and to create a prize for our listeners. That is very, very noble of you.
Well, actually, that's what I did. I absolutely did that. But some people are questioning how it is phrased, because it's put out there, hey, win the underwater video system that Greg uses. And this isn't my system that I used, and then I'm going to give it to you guys. It's brand new. Someone asked me, like, what, are you just giving us your old secondhand stuff, Greg? What's up with that?
Which I would ask this question. What would be so bad about that?
Yeah, actually, not much.
Because,
it?
You know, quite honestly, if you didn't have a GoPro system and you got one that had been used once or twice by Greg because he had upgraded, what would be so horrible about that, if you don't mind my asking?
So what you're saying...
I get underwear that way all the time from Greg.
It's not technically underwear. It's more of a...
Well, for me, it's not.
Thong kind of thing. Anyway, no, this isn't my secondhand
gear. It's an outer
gear.
Garment for me.
Shush. TMI. And, you know, we do have a really cool giveaway, though. But it's brand spanking new. Thanks to our friends at GoPro. Thanks to our friends there at Light and Motion. And Polar Pro Filters have been nice enough. They're going to contribute a red filter and macro glass lens from their company. So, you know, when you're in situations where you're too deep and you don't need the video light, you just flip that filter on, or you use the macro lens from the Polar Pro filter, which you need for these GoPros if you want to do any kind of up close and personal underwater footage of some particular critter. So it's a great setup. It's a black edition GoPro Hero 3, which is the top of the line GoPro camera out right now. It's a 1200 solo light, or sola light, video light from Light and Motion.
And if you know Latin, you know that means it has the light of 12,000 suns.
Yes.
Wow.
It's amazing. It really is the best setup I have ever used. And what's cool about this, you know, I went to the company, or the companies, I should say, and when I started looking into what did I want to shoot. This app started probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I decided that, you know what, I'm not going to go to any particular advertisers. I'm going to go out there and see what I can get that is the smallest, lightest, and most powerful system I can put together on my own. Because I was having all kinds of problems with traveling to places like the Maldives and Fiji and things like this. And I just did not have the extra capability to or want to spend the extra money to lug around a bunch of heavy camera equipment on top of things that are more of a necessity when we travel, you know, like mermaid tails and things like that, which take higher priority, believe it or not, than than camera equipment and broadcast gear. So I had to find something that would get the job done. And when I went out and started looking, I was like, you know, okay, the GoPro cameras, these things are dinky. People are using them underwater, and they come with an underwater housing right out of the box. And so I'll work with one of those. But you need a light. And then I talked, you know, found the folks at Light and Motion, and realized these solo lights, they're actually very compact. They're about the same size. The solo light's probably maybe slightly bigger than the GoPro camera itself, but not by much. Still pretty small. And then you just get the little swivel arm and the tray from Light and Motion as well. Strap your GoPro on that, and you got an amazing system. You throw the filter on it from Polar Pro. Now you got a full-fledged underwater camera system that'll do macro. It'll give you, bring the reds back if you don't want to use the video light for, you know, a particular shot or whatever, or like a wide angle you know, shot. And you can shoot stills with these things as well, like 11, 12 megapixel with the GoPro Hero 3 Black Edition. So you can get great still shots on top of the video. And this thing, literally, you could pack this in your pocket as a carry-on. It's that it'll wrap up in such a small and tight, compact way that you can travel with it very easily. It won't weigh you down. You could strap it to your BC and just have it as almost like a backup camera if you wanted, and just pull it out of your BC when you need it. You could, you know, run it that way. It's that small, but yet you can get some amazing footage out of these things, or out of this particular setup. And as proof, just go to scubaradio.com and look at our latest Diver Down video that we shot in the Maldives, which was shot exclusively with this particular setup. So that's what we've done. I put it basically together on my own time, realizing that, hey, you know, yeah, I'm not a photo pro, but I want something easy, small, powerful, and still get some decent quality. And it's ended up being way better than I expected. And now I've decided to share my gift with you. And all you have to do is go to scubaradio.com, enter to win. It's right there on the front page, or the Scuba Radio monthly giveaway. Just click there and fill out the form. And,
the weekly monthly give-a-goo. That's what we call it.
Yes.
The weekly monthly give-a-goo.
When is the actual drawing?
It's going to be, we're going to do it around DEMA, which is the first week in November. However, I think we're going to stretch it out and let it jump into Thanksgiving, Christmas time. So this might be a, you know, a Thanksgiving gift that we award someone, or in time for the holidays for Christmas, we may pick a winner at random around that time. So I think we're going to take entries till around the 10th or so of December is the plan, and then we'll announce a winner shortly thereafter. That is the plan. That could change, so get your entry in now. We may decide, you know what, we got too many entries already, we're just going to draw a winner next week. So, you know, we'll...
Just so I completely, totally understand the program.
No.
Not. You've got this. You've got a GoPro camera. You've got the Sola 1200.
Yeah.
You've got the casing, you've got the housing, you got everything you need to take pictures the way you take pictures.
Yeah.
And you are going to give it away.
Right.
Sometime between now and the end of the year.
Sometime.
Better to be in early than to be late.
That's what I'm saying.
You can enter at least 1,000 times.
No. No,
how
you can't.
How many times can you answer?
You can only enter once, because...
One time.
It's right there. It says... You know, don't try to spam the box. It isn't going to work. We got filters set up there. If you put in multiple entries, it's one person per household as well. So if you have a duplicate address, it's going to kick you out. So don't even bother. Just put an entry in there, play fair, and we'll make somebody very, very happy. And, you know, if it's not you, just, well, you can suck it. No, that's not really what I meant to say.
So,
but, you know, if it's not you, well, then, you know, we may do another giveaway shortly thereafter. So there could be a continuing theme going on here. So the key is just to get in on this particular one, and maybe it could be you. You could be the big wiener.
How are you going to draw the entries? Are you going to print them out, put them in a hat?
Let's not get technical. Bubble Boy, really?
Is Bill going to go ahead and put his own name in there and then reach in? And
it's already in there, and I saw your entry as well. And neither one of you are eligible.
There's ways around that.
Friends and family and acquaintances, you know, of the show are not eligible. I'll just make that rule now, too.
So. Nice rule. Nice damn rule.
No, actually, there are a couple rules. You got to be at least 21, and it is limited to a resident of the United States. I apologize to all our international friends, but have you seen the cost of international shipping these days? It's crazy! No, we'll take care of our international listeners down the road, but this particular giveaway is for the United States residents only, okay?
USA! 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 USA!
And why
it's
is that?
America! This is America!
That's right. You know, you heard Obama, we're exceptional. So that's where this comes from. I know this is going to piss off Putin even more, but that's just the way
you
we
ride. You know
what?
If he comes
way we
over
ride.
To the house and you shake his hand, he'll probably just take it anyway.
True. He might just pickpocket it right out of my pocket. It's so small. It'll fit right in there, too. I'm going to have to put a zipper on that pocket
Excuse
or something.
Excuse me. Can I see your camera? Very nice camera. Good day.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Dive into Dominica. Right now, Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering an exceptional summer dive package. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $925. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and dive into Dominica now. Offer ends September 30th. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year.
Light and Motion,
consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum.
Light and Motion,
100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989.
Light and Motion,
tomorrow's technology today.
Light and Motion,
look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Since you can survive underwater, you'll go out and look for food.
I better go too. They don't know what I like.
Fry, no! The pressure will crush you like a green snake under a sugarcane truck.
Not necessarily. This is a chance for Fry to test out my experimental anti-pressure pill. I can't swallow that. Well, then, good news. It's a suppository.
Holy diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me?
Yes.
Ride the tiger. You can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you know what I mean?
You know, I didn't know Pat Boone would be the one to make that song so famous and live on in time as a classic like that. You know, but there you go. You know, he's done Holy Diver by Pat Boone, of all people.
Pat Boone, very, very successful recording artist.
Yeah, well, that's proof, isn't it?
After the Beatles and Elvis, he has 12 A and B number one hits, where both sides of a single went to number one.
And you know this because...
I just know stuff. Sorry.
Bill the Producer, king of useless information.
I don't think it's useless. We were talking about Pat Boone, and I knew something about Pat Boone.
You know what? It was a question that I'm surely would show up on the Million Second Quiz.
I'm sure that it would.
Yeah.
Right, Bill? And he also fought off all those federales at the Alamo.
That was a different guy.
Oh.
It was?
Yeah. Steve Boone.
You say so.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, let's go to Grenada. Why not? Why do you ask? Well, because we can. And we have Peter from Aquanauts Grenada standing by there in Grenada, the Spice Island. Peter, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg and all the listeners. We are great here in Grenada. The weather's awesome. We have a wonderful summer season. The seas are flat calm. The water is nice in the upper 80s. It doesn't get much better than that.
Yes. Now it is. It's a beautiful place to dive. But you're not diving today. You're in study mode. Are you not, Peter? You were telling me this before the show, right? Come on.
Oh, yes. I am studying for the next big last exam of my life.
The last exam of your life, even? Is that true? No? What's going on? Explain.
Sure, but after that, there isn't much else to do.
Prostate
okay.
exam?
Well, true. No, it has nothing to do with his prostate.
Okay.
Enlarged, whatever. But, no, he you're going through the process of becoming a rebreather, PADI facility or PADI instructor or something? Explain.
No,
what is that?
We're all PADI instructors, and we're doing technical diving with Technical Diving International. And right now we're preparing to do our full TriMix instructor.
Ah, yes.
So that will enable us to teach you to go to hell and back.
To hell and back, evidently. Yeah, no, you can go very, very deep.
Back is the important part.
Exactly. Getting back, that's the trick.
Before you come back.
Yeah, yeah. And with these rebreathers, you can do that, I guess. I never thought about being able to go to hell. I've been told to go there a few times, but I've never thought about it from that standpoint. But you can go so deep on these rebreathers. I mean, it was funny. Now, you know, we just talked about this giveaway that we have with our GoPro camera set up in the Light and Motion Solar Video Light. And you were saying you've taken a GoPro, or a friend of yours took one of these GoPro cameras down past the recreational dive limits on a rebreather because they come with an underwater housing.
The housing is rated to 60 meters, which is like 200 feet, and
took
it to almost 300 before it crashed.
It just imploded or something? Or what did it do?
I don't know. He just wanted to find out.
Yeah, that has to be a little unnerving when you look at a little camera like a GoPro in its housing and see it, like, implode and then realize, wait a minute, I'm here too, you know?
Yeah, no, it's an amazing feeling. You know, going through the training and all the studying you have to do and also the practice dives, you know, once you're approaching those depths and you calculate basically what it takes to get safely back out of there in case something goes wrong, the training that is involved, the planning that is involved, is really a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Peter was nice enough to teach me and my on the Inspiration and Evolution rebreather system down there in Grenada. And I did my deepest dive, which was, I think, if I remember, what did we do, about 160, 165, if I remember correctly. Does that sound about? It was at the bottom of the Bianca Sea there. Yeah, well, is that what it is, 165?
Yeah, something like this.
Yeah, it was at the bow of the Bianca Sea, and I remember looking
at
up.
At the bottom of the Bianca Sea, our spectacular cruise ship wreck.
Yeah, and when you're down there, you know, even that deep, you're thinking, well, we're not supposed to be down here this deep. You know, but you look up, and it doesn't feel any different, and you're doing it. You're staying within the guidelines and the rules of the road, so to speak, of working with these rebreathers. It's impressive. And a great feeling to think you're kind of in a place where not many people get to go, but it's one of those experiences that, you know, if you get the proper training, you can do it safely and have some amazing experiences, you know, to chalk up there in your diving life, so to speak. So what you're doing is just kicking it up a notch, getting with the TriMix version, which is that like two levels up for me? I just got like an intro level, you know, rebreather course certificate.
Yeah. So basically it's three levels up from where you are now.
Yeah. So there's like, from like, I'm what, 100 feet certified or something? I forget exactly.
Yeah, a little bit more than 100. And then basically the first level certifies you to 100.
Yeah.
The second level certifies you to 45 meters, which is about 150. And the second level, the next level then is then the first TriMix level that brings you down to 60 meters, so that's close to 200 feet. And then the next one is open range.
Open range, which just means you can go forever? And that's where you can go down to hell and say hi to the devil? And
100 meters, 330 feet, but after that is basically the limitations of the equipment and your personal limitations.
Interesting. All right. So, I don't know. When you're doing this stuff, what are you looking for yourself, Peter? Are you looking for depth or bottom tying? Because we did a three-hour dive, which was mind-boggling in itself, but you're doing it on a case-by-case basis, whatever the thing is that you want to go see?
Depends on the subject of the dive. You know, it's like in the process because we have to do training dives. So we're going up. We're looking for new dive sites where we can expand our horizon, see what we find down there. So usually at that depth, you find different species of marine life, different kinds of corals that you don't find in shallow water.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're taking cameras down there, get some unique pictures that no one else might be able to see, and you document it and just enjoy yourself then, huh?
Yes. No, it's amazing when you go places and you know pretty much nobody else has ever been there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds cool. So that'll be a new offering that Aquanauts Grenada will offer, not only, you know, level one, level two, but now a new TriMix level rebreather instruction class there at in Grenada, right? That's kind of the idea?
And we will also do basically the training to be able to teach the recreational courses for PADI. So they started this program now.
Excellent.
That's basically, you know, if you're not really into technical diving, but you still want to be in the course.
Yeah, you want to get a taste of it. There you go. AquanautsGrenada.com. Go there and hook up with Peter and Galinda. They'll get you taken care of. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Definitely on my list to do some more work in that realm for my particular or for my personal diving life. I'm going to take my GoPro camera down there and do that, because the thing, I'm not necessarily into doing the deep stuff that Peter's talking about. I'm not really interested in doing the, you know, this 200.
But wouldn't it be
stuff,
nice to be able to go on a dive and the dive profile says, you know, we're going to go 110, maybe 130, maybe 140. You know, that you don't have to worry about it, like you did at the Bianca C, where you're down there and it's 160 and you're like, eh, you know what, it's okay.
Yeah. No, you know, it's amazing.
Because I don't want to go super deep either, but it'd be nice to know that I'm well within the range of safety when I go down to 150.
Right.
You know, it's 150 and, eh, you know what, it's pretty good.
That would still freak me out, Bill. I'd still be like, oh, I'm really deep, you know.
Well, except if you'd been trained and you were trained to go down to 330 and you'd done it once or twice, so now 150 is nothing.
Right.
Because I do remember the first time that I came, because we were in a dive and we went down like a chute and it was angled down, so we went in at like 80, but we came out at like 125.
You're
and
like,
I thought,
oh my God!
It's 125, I gotta go back!
Yeah, and it freaks you out, because you think you're at your, you know, your limits
exceeded,
and you're going to possibly die or something.
I didn't think I was going to die, but I thought, well, this is a lot deeper than I thought I was going to be.
Yeah, but Bill, you were at the water park.
I was. Yeah, you know, yes. And it was inches, not feet.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's I'm not so much into the deep stuff, but it doesn't matter. You know, if you're trained properly, you can do it like you said, and you plan your dive, But I love the length of time you can extend your bottom time.
Oh, is that a three-hour dive?
Yeah.
And a three-hour dive where you don't come up, because one of the things that really appealed to me when you and Tony were talking about this when you came back from Dominica was that it doesn't have that same drying quality.
Right. I thought, you know, 3 hours, I'm going to be shriveled up like a prune.
Right.
I'm going to be dehydrated. It flew right by.
Wow.
And it is, because you're rebreathing your own air. It's a little bit more moist, so you don't get thirsty. Per se, but they even make little contraptions where you can take a drink underwater too.
Cool,
but I didn't do it on that time. But I want to do that. Take my GoPro system under the water and really really focused on getting better underwater.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 38. When preparing for a night dive, it is not necessary to exchange your wetsuit for a suit of armor.
If you're referring to the incident with the dragon, I was barely involved.
However, feel free to use the term underwater jousting as opposed to spearfishing to impress your dive buddies.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for a real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here in the studio, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. And call me a psychic, but I think today's topic might be an easy one for you, Doc.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit.
Yeah, I think I can help with that.
Okay, we're laughing. But I'm betting there are a few aspects of it folks haven't thought about. Just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, just like I do. But I'll bet most of us rarely sit down and actually think about what it should contain.
And that's not unusual. In fact, really, it's only natural. First aid kits tend to come prepackaged, and so it's just assumed the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
That can get complicated in a hurry.
Now, it's not that complicated. Just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only just that. Band-Aids. Some gauze and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple of kits to store in different places. You know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely you need more than that though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find tools that will cover the range of scenarios from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites and rashes. A pretty wide variety.
Should you just start there?
Probably a better idea is to keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
In that case, I would suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example?
For example, you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for moving things like spines and debris, but you may find you need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak it. You may want to add a small bottle of vinegar or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding resuscitation masks to their repertoire, as well as an extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is set a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take much.
Didn't I see something about that in Alert Diver?
Yes, you sure did. You can read all about it at alertdiver.com, and we've even got some suggestions on customizing your kits for various activities.
What else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how to use the contents within it. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
You know, if you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
No psychic skills required. Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents.
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the World First Radio Show devoted to diving. And on the phone with me now, we have our buddy Pete from scubaboard.com to talk about God knows what. I mean, actually, a whole bunch of stuff, because he's down in the Keys. And has been having a lot of stuff going on in his backyard, which you know, is we need to know about this stuff, right, Pete? You're willing
of
to share?
Of course you do.
Yes. Yeah. So first off, I guess I don't know. We got several things to discuss with Pete today, but I guess first let's talk about something that they have to avoid down in the Keys right now, because you just had, and I just had jellyfish. Are in full effect right now throughout Florida, especially. It's just that time of year where there's a good chance you're going to have...
They're lessening here in the Keys.
They're starting to slow down just a tad now?
They slowed down the day after I got hit in the face with a jellyfish.
Ah. Well, you know, just because you can see through them doesn't mean you're supposed to use them as dive masks. You hear what I'm saying, Pete? That's just not... You know,
where were you when I was diving?
I was in a safe, dry location because I don't like jellyfish. They kind of bug me a tad. But, yeah, you got whacked. You know, my last dives too, my daughter, actually, she got whacked on her second checkout dive.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and just got a nice little diver jellyfish tattoo on her forearm. But that, you know, it made her first second diving experience in open water a little bit, I don't know. Well, it made it memorable.
It's a toughie. We were on the Eagle, which is a beautiful wreck, and when we hit the water, it wasn't that bad. I mean, they were heavy, but you could dodge them. You know, it was like playing Star Wars with the jellyfish, you know, and you're going back and forth and doing flips and turns and missing them all and laughing all the way down. But when we came back up, it was a blanket of jellies. It was like, okay, this is just ridiculous.
Okay, so these were moon jellies. So they're those big plate-like fluorescent purplish-type jellyfish that we're talking about?
No, they're not purple. They're kind of clear. Maybe a hint of purple.
A hint,
but they're mostly clear.
I agree. But, there's a hint of purple or lavender. I don't know.
And thank goodness they have short little... tentacles.
Yeah.
It's not like the lion's mane or some of the bad ones. I mean, these don't really bother you, most of your skin, unless it's tender skin like your face, your underarms,
they swim
up your shorts, or something like that.
Yeah,
then you take notice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if they were to get up your loose fitting swim trunks, it could create I don't know, a nasty rash, maybe. At the bare minimum. But
if I might throw this out there.
Okay.
This week, playing down in the Keys, Loose Fitting Swim Trunks. Great band. You should definitely catch them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we will...
I'm dubious about that, actually.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I think we're being played.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. Jellyfish NATO could happen, too. Suck those puppies up and... drop
anyway,
moon jellies all over.
What I learned from this, not all safety stops are safe.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, what you're supposed to do if you see, you know, the surface blanketed with jellyfish is take your Octo and create a bubble curtain and kind of blow them out of the way. You couldn't even do that with these or because there were so many or what?
Not with the current.
Oh, not with the current. Okay, so that was a problem. So you had no choice. You just had to come up and sure enough, one got whacked in right in your face then, huh?
I was about 90 seconds into my 5-minute safety stop when I got whacked in the left ear.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's bad when people are in the boat, their eyes get whacked.
They always get whacked.
Oh, my God. And I go, okay, you've seen my face before. So, well, it's not that this time. And my ear looked like I went a couple rounds with Mike Tyson.
Really? Wow. You were missing part of it.
It just swole right up. It was just...
Evander Holyfield.
It looked like that scene out of Hitch where he got the shrimp thing and his face swole up. It was just kind of funny.
Okay. You had a bit of an allergic reaction.
Congratulations.
What?
The third ever in the history of national radio broadcasting, third ever reference to the movie Hitch. Go on.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I did it without a hitch.
Yo. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So, yeah, jellyfish, just one of those things we got to deal with.
Now, so you know, they're not nearly as bad. People have been on those wrecks. Someone was on the Eagle and said they only saw a couple of these jellies.
Right.
And so the current's bringing them up north towards Jacksonville. Jacksonville can have them. We're okay with Jacksonville having lots of jellies.
After the initial reaction of everybody back on the boat, they said, oh, my God, Pete, look at your ear, that kind of thing, and there was kind of that shock. How many divers and dive buddies volunteered to urinate on you to ease the pain?
None, nada, and squat.
Really? Come on.
Yeah, and it doesn't really help. Maybe he had an educated bunch of divers.
It doesn't matter if it helps. It's just what divers do because,
well,
you know, especially
I'm,
if they don't
I'm
know
wondering if maybe with your ear swollen up, it was hard to hear, and after a while, you thought you heard
what?
People. I thought you heard people saying, oh, God, what? Look at your rear.
Look at your rear? Oh, right. More with Pete from Scuba Board next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Wow, infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Before we get back to Pete at Scuba Board, I guess we got a call. This is Joe on line two. Joe, you're on Scuba Radio. How can we help you?
Well, I'd just like to thank y'all for a very interesting topic for a show.
Yeah, what's that? What do you mean?
I learned to dive down in the... I live in St. Thomas.
Oh, okay.
And learned to dive with Team 22 in the early 60s. And the biggest thing in those days was twin 80s.
Yeah.
And rebreathers were restricted to 30 feet or less because of oxygen toxicity.
Ah, right.
Now, I think I heard you just say that you were diving to 150 with rebreathers. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I did 165 myself. That was my personal deepest dive on the rebreather. But, yeah, you can go crazy deep now. It's like they're doing 300 foot plus. It's insane.
That's, That's
crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, it's, you know, it fired off a little something about my mind, you know, and I thought, well, I'm going to call up and ask. What is it, using Trimix or something like that? What
Absolutely.
Is it,
yeah, yeah.
What is the, what's the mechanism?
Yeah, well, it's Trimix, Nitrox. There's different gases all affect how deep you can go on the rebreathers. I mean, really, the limits are staggering what you can do now on these rebreathers as far as going how deep. I mean, honestly, you could dive Trimix and do deep diving without even being on a rebreather these days. So it's just technical diving. It's, you know, it's much more advanced and involved, obviously, than your recreational dive stuff, which is what we generally deal with here and I deal with. But you want to take that, you know, take that jump into that world. It's very rewarding for sure.
And Joe, thanks for listening there in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where there's nothing better to do on a Saturday afternoon than listen to the radio.
Well, of course not. If he can't dive, he might as well listen to
that
us talk about
diving.
It is scuba radio.
That is the whole idea, is to listen in.
And he couldn't be underwater listening on an underwater listening device.
He didn't mention that, but you would have thought he would have.
Yeah, and we would have heard him go, Greg, how are you? So, and I didn't hear that, so you're probably right. But all right, back to Pete. Pete, by the way, we got a solution for the jellyfish, okay? Listen to this idea.
Bubble Boy?
Yeah, no, the Bubble Boy threw this idea out. You know, we're coming up towards Halloween, and you go into, you know, one of these Halloween costume stores. You buy a morph suit, and when you get underwater and you see the surface covered with jellyfish, just put on one of those morph suit face mask things.
Yeah.
Cover up your entire body. If you're wearing a skin, all you got to do is the, you know, is the face part, and you'll come up as like, you know, a Power Ranger blue something or other, whatever color you want to do. But heck, you want, why not? You could just use one of those morph suits as your Lycra skin, you know?
That yeah,
could...
yeah, watch me not do that.
What? Come on, that would be awesome, man.
I do dive with a mask. It's called a surf, I'm sorry, not mask, cap, a surf hat. And it usually goes around my ears, but my truck was stolen with my hat in it. So I got my hat back about 3 days, a new hat, about 3 days after the incident.
Yeah, okay, so what do you mean? It's a hat?
Is it a shower cap?
No, it's actually got a brim on it. It's designed for when I have to do a tow, a surface tow, or talk to students on the surface, especially in the pool. I don't burn.
Oh.
You can get burned real easy down here.
Yeah.
But the flaps that hold it on, it's got a little clip on it in my chin. It actually covers the ears with a light sheet of cloth. So I would not have had my ears hit at all.
Right, right.
And it probably would have protected the rest of my face because it would have stopped the jelly from hitting.
Well, you might have
because of the brim.
Yeah, you would have looked like a pilot swimming around underwater. I'm telling you, go for the morph suit. There could be something to that. I might give this a go because these morph suits at the Halloween things are made out of the same Lycra spandex that you would use in a dive skin. Why not cover up your entire body and go diving as a morph? And you get whatever color they come in, like fluorescent red, yellow. You could be color coordinated with your dive gear. Yeah, they, you know, who's your buddy? The blue one.
Who's your
one.
Buddy? Who's your pal?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll take the blue guy. This time. You can
we
dive
had so
anonymously.
Many important things to talk with Pete about today, and this is what you've decided
well,
to invest our time on.
The Bubble Boy came up with a great solution to the jellyfish. Is just
thank
wear
you very
a morph
much.
Suit,
and if you can't afford the morph suit, just take down a small jar of peanut butter, and you can a big thick coating all over your head of peanut butter
I
should
like
protect
it.
You. And if you get hit, it's just peanut butter and jelly. You should be fine.
Okay, he at least got one good idea in today's show.
Right,
no,
right.
No, but I'm telling you, that was this could be a seriously whacked solution to jellyfish, these morph suits. I mean, you hear what I'm saying, though, right? They're made out of the same material. Yeah, I mean, am I alone here, Pete? Are you going to let me just do this
well,
on my own?
You have to realize that since 1969, that's how long I've been diving.
Yeah.
I've been hit by, maybe a half a dozen jellyfish, and only one time twice now. I've had one swim up my shorts. That was kind of surprising.
Okay.
I'm not sure the morph thing would have helped me there.
Well, no, it would have.
This one. So I've been hurt twice badly by jellyfish since 1969.
Right.
Let's do the math here.
Well,
I just don't see it's that big a deal.
Well,
I mean, this was an anomaly, not
the rule. Well, if I'd seen this, that there were this many jellyfish, I would never have splashed, but they moved in.
Well, the jellyfish are, you know, this protects you from the jellyfish, but you're really making a fashion statement. I mean, diving is a morph character or someone. You know, just think how easy it would be on the dive boat. You have everybody in morph suits. Like, okay, you two yellow guys, you're going to dive together. The blue team's together. The red team, pink team. You know, I think
some of us try to blend with the scenery. Okay, I mean, I'm often mistaken for a manatee, and that would just blow my whole cover.
Well, if you want to go with a gray morph suit, that's your prerogative. I mean, you know,
if you want to find out about any interesting topics related to scuba diving, maybe you want to check out Scuba Board.
Yes.
Pete is net doc on
Scuba Board. Maybe we'll talk to him some more in hour two.
Measuring the Reef, Diana Nyad, all sorts of interesting things we could have been talking about.
No, we will.
This stupid thing.
And we're going to put on our morph suit and have Pete back on for hour two. We'll be protected that way. All right, so stick around. We got more coming up. That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.